Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Recently, one of the key officials in the Israeli government sent an ultimatum to Iran. It's either give up the bomb or face destruction. It's either give up the bomb or face destruction. Now, any rational country, any rational official in Iran would say, look, if we really just want to have certainly enriched uranium for a nuclear power plant, we can always buy it from some other country. We don't need to do this. The last thing we would want to do would even risk the possibility of going to war with the West. And they know very well that the so-called break between Israeli and the United States is fallacious. And no country wants to go to war. Unless there are people planted within it who are actually there to generate a war, and I believe that's the case as far as Iran is concerned, and I think they've used these techniques over and over through the years, planting their people in the other opposite governments to foment war after war after war. But behind all of these things and the events that are going on, why there are powerful spiritual forces, and most people don't understand that the average individual lives in a material world, but there is a mystical world. Most people live in a tangible world, but there is an intangible world. Most people live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world out there. Most people live in a rational world, but there is a rational world. There is another dimension, and there are beings that, of course, can go across that dimension, and there are people in our side who want to try to pierce that other dimension, knowing that there's great wealth and power, ability, if they can get into the other dimension. But ladies and gentlemen, you risk your eternal soul, because we're talking about that eternal battle between good and evil, which has existed, good and evil that has existed since the inception of mankind. And that many of these people honestly believe that they can be as gods and they will never die, and they believe the lie that was told in the Garden of Eden. You say, well, nobody believes in reincarnation, and that isn't true. Many of the people in the occult do believe in reincarnation. They do believe that they can become as God. And if you don't believe that, why, get Rhonda Byrne's little book on The Secret. She was featured not once but twice on Oprah Winfrey. And what was the message of her book? You are God. I mean, get it, read it, understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about millions of people who have accepted the lie. Well, you can't really understand what's going on unless you understand that there is this supernatural battle taking place. And, of course, with us today is one of our favorite guests, Lynn Marzulli, who is an ordained minister, but he's spending full time now trying to sound the warning. He's like the watchman on the wall that we talk about in Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, where the watchman is out there trying to tell the people that warn them that the enemy are coming. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy are already here. Mm-hmm. They're intent upon destroying our society. Lynn, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always my pleasure to be on your show. Thank you, sir.
Well, what are some of the latest things that you're picking up as you begin analyzing this spiritual battle that's taking place today?
Well, it's a good cop, bad cop scenario with the UFO manifestations. There was a unbelievable crop circle, that happened in England in the last couple of days. I think there's like 300 different circles which comprise, it sort of looks like a giant snowflake, and people are weighing in on what it might mean or what it might not mean. I don't have enough information on it yet to whether how the crop was laid down. Sometimes these things are, the work of pranksters. The more complex ones, and when the crop is woven together, certainly is not the work of pranksters. Some of these things appear, these are the longest days of the year now, right after the summer solstice, June 21st. So we get this period where the days are really long and the nights are short. Remember, England is in a northern latitude, so it gets very short nights, very long days. So they've got about 4 or 5 hours of darkness, maybe 6 hours of darkness, in which to create some of these circles. And what it does, Dr. Stan, it's sort of the good cop of ufology, in the sense that people who go into these things, see the circles, photograph them from the air, are taken aback by what they see. Very often, as certainly with this particular circle, this image, they're beautiful to look at. They're amazing. And, of course, it sparks that sense of wonder in a person as they're looking at this. Oh, these must be benevolent entities. They must be benevolent beings. What message are they trying to send us? Well, the bad cop, or the dark side of this whole thing, of course, is the cattle mutilation and the human mutilations. No one wants to talk about the human mutilations because it opens up the door into the absolute unspeakable. The fact that these same entities, of course, I believe, that are creating the crop circles are also doing the human mutilations. There's a gentleman by the name of Butch Wachowski, who is a MUFON investigator and has been investigating the human mutilation aspect of ufology. And, of course, this is very dark. This goes against the grain of what the exopolitic movement like Stephen Greer and others of his ilk are trying to promulgate, saying that somehow these are ancient astronauts and they're here and they started all the world's religions. And, of course, the History Channel program, which, by the way, was a 10-hour mini-series I was on for approximately maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds. They filmed 3.5 hours, but because I was coming from a totally different perspective, a totally different worldview, of course, it all wound up on the edit room floor, and none of it was used. But Greer was on that show and actually gave one of the lengthy closing statements talking about how the world's religions will crumble when E.T. Finally arrives. And this, of course, is all supernatural manifestations. This is not the terrestrials from the Pleiades or the Zeta Reticulus star system. These are interdimensional fallen angels which are once again manifesting on the planet. And I believe this fulfills or is about to fulfill the words of Yeshua Jesus himself when he says that in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. The signs are here, Dr. Stan.
I think that they really are, and I think there's a very conscious effort to deceive us about what these UFOs are, and certainly the whole idea that government's covering it up because they don't want the public to know there really are these aliens. Well, the government's covering it up because the last thing they want is for the people to really understand there is this supernatural element, and certainly the military has actually tapped into this, and those of you who listen to our program regularly know that I actually had the opportunity to actually see a spoof that Major General Stubblebine had actually bent, you know, just like Uri Geller did, and he was able to take the spoon, and there was no way a human being could do that. But you see, the military is tapping into this supernatural element. They understand what this is about. They just don't want the public to know, and so they put out these cover stories. Oh, suddenly, you know, there's no UFOs. Well, everybody knows there's UFOs, so why are they covering it up? Just to confuse the public. They do not want, in fact, certainly you're not going to hear this publicly discussed, they do not want people to understand the true supernatural element of this movement behind the effort to bring about a world government, or the realization that many of the key people in our government and governments throughout the world have pledged their allegiance to the prince of this world, to the prince of darkness, to the spirit of darkness.
And, Dr. Stan, I certainly would agree with that. In your opening monologue right before you introduced me, you talked about Israel, and I just want to say that there are forces that are pulling and pushing this whole coming Middle East war from all different directions. Things that are happening, I agree with you, there are forces that are pushing and pulling and probing and manipulating dark, dark, supernatural, spiritual forces. I actually believe that we're told... First, two things. We know from prophecy that Israel will eventually be regathered and reestablished in its ancient homeland. We know that. And I believe that was a fulfillment of that in, of course, 1948. We see the move prior to that where Satan himself tries to, with his adversary or his puppet man, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, tried to exterminate the Jews, knowing that if they could do that, he would prove God a liar and basically win the cosmic chess match, which has been going on for literally millennia. He lost, and from the Holocaust, the birth pangs of the Holocaust, of course, birthed the nation of Israel, which in my estimation, or in my opinion, fulfills Ezekiel 37 prophecy. What is interesting is we're seeing this thing ramp up, and I believe we are told in the book of Revelation that Pergamos at that time was the seat of Satan. I now believe that the seat of Satan literally is in Jerusalem at this present day. The reason why I believe this is because we know the book of Revelation will, at some point, the third temple will be rebuilt.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and my guest is Lynn Marzulli. And basically, as you look at things, what's going on today from a cultural or an ideological point of view, a lot of questions come up. Why are these things happening? And of course, only when you understand the powerful spiritual force behind everything. I mean, certainly we hear about communism. They've arrested maybe 10 Russian agents here in the United States. And of course, this is to perpetuate the idea. There's a real conflict between communism and to capitalism. The truth of the matter is communism has been financed since its inception by the people within the Anglo-American establishment, this little clique, you know, that was financed Lenin, they financed Stalin. They actually brought the communists to power over in communist China. There is some sort of an agreement. We don't understand how it all works, but we do know that certainly this whole threat of communism is simply a distraction, so we won't understand that it's not the communists working on our government that are working towards world government and betraying certainly our allies throughout the world and certainly installing tyrannical governments in countries throughout the world and financing brutal dictators. It's really the American State Department. A perfect example would be Mugabe over there in Zimbabwe. We put him in power. We placed the communist government in power there in South Africa, and contrary to everything you're seeing, you know, in the recent movie that came out, Clint Eastwood ought to be ashamed of himself. Basically, it's a wonderful story, but Nelson Mandela was a lifelong communist, and of course, the communists are in total control of South Africa today. The blacks are far worse off today than they were under the apartheid system. So be that as it may, right now, of course, we have to recognize the spiritual component to everything going on, because nothing is that appears to be. And behind all of these movements, whether it be communism or socialism or the Anglo-American establishment, the Bilderberger CFR trilateral, is this desire to bring about the world government, Lucifer's one world government he's been trying to establish for 5,000 years. And you pick up the story, Lynn.
Absolutely. It's that is the end game, and this is why I believe, right before the break, I believe his seat of power now is in Jerusalem. I mean, it's a war zone. It's the most contested city on the planet. And the reason why I believe this, Dr. Stan, is we know that at some point in time that temple, that third temple, will be rebuilt. We know that. Prophecy tells us that, which, of course, is supernatural. We're hearing because the Most High God can see through time and sees all of time at a glance. He knows and calls out what's going to happen. He called out the restoration of Israel. One of the things he calls out through the prophet is the restoration of that temple, the rebuilding of that temple. We know that the person who cuts the deal and allows that temple to be rebuilt is none other than the Antichrist himself. One. Two, eventually the Antichrist will seat himself in that temple and want to be worshipped as God. So that's where all this is going, I mean, eventually. And this build-up in the Middle East, while there are certainly forces, political forces, dark supernatural forces that are pulling and pushing this thing, are we looking at the fulfillment of either the Ezekiel 38 war, which is what I believe, or my friend Bill Salas, the Psalm 83 war? We don't know. Certainly Isaiah 17 may come into play in either of these battles, or will we see all three of them literally on the heels of one another? We don't know. But we're told to watch and know the times that we're living in, and we should, you know, we're actually held accountable to know the times in which we live in, to look at the signs. When we take the Eyjafjallajökull volcano in Iceland, the evil twin sister of that volcano, Katla, which when Eyjafjallajökull blew, it wiped out air travel for basically a week. 100,000 flights were delayed. Millions of dollars was lost. One little volcano. Now we see that this oil spill, and I've got some interesting sources on this. I can't vet them, unfortunately, but there may be a lot more in this oil spill than what meets the eye. There may be some nefarious, let's put it this way, and there's no way for me to vet this. This just came to me in one of those conversations, and there's no way to vet it, but there may be other forces, let's put it that way, that were responsible for what we see in the Gulf. And there's, of course, the methane bubble, which supposedly lies underneath. I mean, this, it just goes on and on and on. It's day 71, I believe, and they still have not been able to do anything. We see the nations, Dr. Stan, paralyzed, in my opinion, not only economically, but certainly on so many other levels. If there's a war in the Middle East, gas prices will shoot up well over $10 a gallon. If the Straits of Hormuz close, it will send a ripple effect throughout the global economy. This is exactly, you know, out of chaos order, of a new world order, this may be part of the end game. I still hold to my scenario, and it's just a scenario, that when the Middle East war happens and dirty bombs are detonated in this country, at the same time there are nuclear events in the Middle East, this will trigger what I believe will be the great falling away, the great revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. In other words, all this is working together to bring about the advent of the Antichrist, to create a system by which Christianity will look ridiculous and all the other religions of the world. And there'll be this mass falling away of Christianity, and this new world religious order, new world religious system will then be the calling card of the day, and it will focus on E.T. E.T. will be the focus. It'll be that of the extraterrestrial revealing its presence to all mankind at the same time. And this will just blow people out of the water. It will change people's worldview, their paradigm, their thinking completely in a twinkling of an eye. And I think that's where it's headed, Dr. Stan, which, of course, is a huge supernatural event.
Well, I think it's only a matter of time before we are at war with Iran. Everything suggests this. I was just rereading some information I got from a gentleman that spent some 25 or 30 years with the CIA. He said that they are anticipating the attack to come the end of July or the 1st of August. Now, is it possible we're getting faulty information? Certainly this is a possibility. Nothing is certain, but everything points in that direction. Certainly, as the American Carrier Task Force, one now in the Red Sea, another one, of course, two
Straits
more.
Straits
of Hormuz. Moving towards the Persian Gulf. So they're all going to be positioned here within about a month from now. The average individual, American, well, they're so concerned about what's going on down in the Gulf, they cannot understand the implications of a war with Iran. When was the last time anybody heard of a major demonstration against going to war with Iran? Even the possibility that we might be considering that, it's totally blocked out by the controlled media. They don't want us to understand until this is a fait accompli, until there's been some sort of an incident. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there will be an incident. I don't know what it's going to be, but you can just watch and wait, whether it'll be an attack on America, whether it'll be an attack on our forces over there, whether it'll be the Iranians attacking Saudi Arabia or closing the Straits of Hormuz. Something is going to happen. And it is totally illogical. The logical thing would be for Iran to say, we'll do whatever you want us to do. But you see, they're not doing it because nothing is rational today. This is the frightening thing, is that if you look at it logically, this is totally illogical. And now we hear, of course, that Saudi Arabia has turned over one of their major bases to the Israelis in preparation for the coming attack. Even Barry Shamish, who's our good friend, but doesn't believe there's going to be an Israeli attack on Iran, had to admit that this morning that this appears to be a valid story. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli. We'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet minute when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Lynn Maizuli. And Lynn, before we go on, we have Joe calling us from Indiana. But before we get to Joe, I want you to go ahead and get out your website and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry. Lynn, are you there?
I had my mute button off. Sorry, Dr. Stan. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Giving my address. It's lamarzuli.net, lamarzuli.net. And from there you can link to the blog, which is lamarzuli.wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week now, Dr. Stan, and it's lots of comments. We get about 3,000 to 4,000 people daily, and it's growing that visit the blog. We also do a monthly news magazine. And if you're hearing this, if you shoot me an email and say that you want a free copy, we'll give you a free copy this month. It's got 40 pages, lots of commentary. Dr. Stephen Ulish writes an article. Bruce Cullen writes an article. I interview someone every month. So it's always different. Lots of commentary, lots of links, and it comes as a PDF file on your computer. So lamarzuli.net, you can check all that out.
All right, let's go to Joe calling from Indiana. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I have a problem with much of this prophecy interpretation talking about the building of a third temple in Jerusalem that is yet to come. Because the Bibles that I read tell me that Solomon's temple was the first temple. And the second temple was that in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And you can read in the book of Maccabees how that temple was utterly decimated. And then Jesus spoke of the temple and stood in the temple that the Pharisees and Sadducees laid their religious pride to that they had spent 47 years building in the time of Herod. It was regarded as Herod's great temple.
Okay,
Jesus said not one stone would be left on another.
Are you a preterist, sir?
I am not. I am not, but I do have a regard for history, and three temples have already existed.
All right, fine. Now, what is your point? In other words, you don't think there's got to be another temple built?
I think there is, and I think that the Antichrist will be in it. But, I mean, all the people who are excited about helping them build the temple so they can reestablish a daily sacrifice and a sacrifice for sin that God would find an abomination.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly nobody's going to quarrel with that position. I don't think you would quarrel with that either. Lynn, do you think that we should be helping them rebuild the temple?
Well, I don't know. It's a question of helping to rebuild the temple. It's just a question that prophecy tells us, in my opinion, and if the caller disagrees, that's certainly his right. We will see a temple rebuilt on that Temple Mount, and the Antichrist eventually will seat himself as God there.
Yeah, I think I don't think there's any differential between the two of you at all, Joe. I mean, I certainly think that what the Jewish people are waiting for is a return of the Messiah, and they're going to embrace the Antichrist when he comes. Is their Messiah.
We know from the writings of the Apostle Paul that there is going to be a grafting back in of a remnant natural branch that will accept Jesus as Messiah.
I mean, certainly, but at least as far as the Jewish leaders of today, they're waiting for their Messiah,
right.
And they don't recognize Christ as Messiah. Your point is well taken. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes. The Apostle Paul wrote of the Israel of God. And this is maybe just the Israel of men over there, and men who absolutely hate Jesus and will not have him as Messiah.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Yes, there's a lot of anti-Christian bigotry in Israel today. You're absolutely right. But I think that things are going to happen that's going to change the views, at least of many of the Jewish people. We'll have to wait and see. But we're living in exciting times. You will acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And again, our number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Go right ahead, Lynn. Lynn, go right ahead.
I hope we did. Messing with the mute button. Sorry, Tucker.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. We've got to do something about that button. Go right ahead.
I'm coughing off mic here. No, I just think that, there's a mindset in some Christians that somehow the church has taken the promises of Israel, and that is called replacement theology. And I don't know whether Joe believes in that or not. I believe that the church is the church and Israel is Israel. They're two completely separate entities. And Israel has, God isn't finished with Israel. And we're talking, unfortunately, about the 7-year tribulation period, the 70th week of Daniel. That's what's on the horizon. That's what we see shaping up. I get these emails from rabbis in Jerusalem for the Torah codes pretty much on a weekly basis. And one of the emails I received recently, specifically over the flotilla incident, saying that when all the nations of the world turn against Israel, you will know that Ezekiel 38 is on the horizon. And that's exactly what we're seeing, that the nations of the world are certainly against Israel. And what I also found interesting is a little sidebar. There were 9 people that were killed in that raid. I've looked at the videos, and it's the mayhem of war. You got guys rappelling down wires from helicopters, and they're taken, they're grabbed, or thrown to the deck, and they're beaten. What do you do with that? Another guy's thrown overboard. For the Turks to say and point a finger and call it genocide, when they marched 1.5 million Armenian Christian men, women, and children during World War I to their death is absolutely unconscionable. And yet the world won't hold their feet to the fire. 1.5 million Christian Armenians were marched to their death in what is known as the Armenian Genocide, which the Turks, by the way, have never acknowledged or literally said as much as, gee, we're sorry we did that.
But,
and
I mean,
yet
they
cry foul and genocide. It's really a mixed bag. And, look, I'm not rooting 100% for Israel, believe me. There's a lot of nonsense that's happened there. We know that. But I do still believe that they're God's chosen people, and I do believe that Israel and Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye, and Israel, or God, is not finished with Israel yet. But, and that's why they're moving into that 70th week of Daniel.
But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, they handled this Plo flotilla incident totally irresponsibly. What they should have done was try to foul the propeller or do something like that, or fire a shot over the bow and say, the next shot, we're going to just go to below the waterline and sink your ship. Now you stop this foolishness. This whole thing was staged, I believe, partly on the part of the Israelis and partly on the part of the Turks, to create an incident. And certainly you do not propel your men down. You know, they're under the deck. You give them tear gas. You use. They've got all sorts of things that they could have used. These new sound weapons that would have totally incapacitated the people there on the ship. They didn't do anything. The leaders of Israel, I believe, are totally corrupt. And so, and I believe the leaders, most world leaders, are corrupt. So basically, this whole thing was staged. It was a staged incident, and I think to create animosity towards Israel. And I think it was staged in large part by the leaders of Israel themselves. Barak, who was the defense minister, should be held personally responsible for that. And they're not going to investigate and say, why would you have done anything so stupid? I mean, it would sort of be like in the middle of a major riot, and you know, people are out there burning cars, and you drop, you know, nine soldiers, and they're aimed with, armed with paint guns, not even shotguns. Shotguns loaded with birdshot. They did nothing sensible. And when you understand they did nothing sensible, then there has to be another explanation. Mm. Would you disagree with that or agree?
Well, I kind of disagree with this one, Dr. Stan, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I've watched the videos and I've been sort of following the flotilla. There's a lot of fog of war stuff, and it's, again, it's so hard to vet information. You know, you hear one thing, and what the scenario that you just presented certainly can be the correct scenario. I'm not saying it's not. I don't have enough information. What the videos that I have seen shows a lot of violence towards these guys. They're grabbed and they're throttled on the deck. The response, I mean, and I agree here, the response seems to be excessive. There's also this intel report that I received that there was supposed to be a two-prong attack. As the helicopters were there, the ships, these speedboats, were actually supposed to pull up at the same time or shortly before the helicopters and do that, and they weren't. They were like 15 minutes late. So the attack was not coordinated. And is that deliberate? You know, is someone trying to cause an incident like the Gulf of Tonkin incident? Perhaps we'll never know.
Well, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzullo.
Oh, my car keys. What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about the coming war as far as Iran is concerned. And where is the concern? Why aren't the people out there demonstrating against this sort of thing? Why are they simply sitting idly by and allowing it to take place? Well, right now we have a Vince calling from Minnesota. Hi, Vince, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dan Monteith. I'm glad to hear you're still on the shortwave radio, and I hope someday you'll be on RFL again, or George Norrie. I like to hear you coast to coast.
Well, you call him and tell him you want to get me back on. You got to go anytime.
Okay. About your guest, let me ask, does he believe in a rapture of the church? Because if he does, I think that's where he's getting, maybe he's in on the scripture.
All right, fine. Lynn, what are your thoughts? Do you believe in the rapture?
Well, basically, look, if we look what Paul says, he says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery, we will not all remain here, but some of us will be removed in a twinkling of an eye." The word rapture is not used in any of the texts. It's actually from a Latin word, raptoro. But it certainly talks about an incident, which I believe will happen at some point in time, when those who are left here will rise to meet Christ in the air. There are three different positions, pre, mid, and post, and people argue over these things incessantly. We are not told to argue that. We're told to watch the signs of the times and understand the times in which we live, which is exactly what I write about, what my books are about, what my radio show is about, and when I'm at conferences. I just got back from Wellington, Colorado. I spoke for 2 days there, about 9 hours total, and we really got into it, but that's what I constantly discuss. Look at the signs. Look at what's going on now. Hope that answers your question.
And I think that's excellent, because we spent all of our time arguing pre, mid, or post-trib, and I think it's totally, you may feel, I believe in pre-trib, or I believe in post-trib. It's inconsequential. We will not know what's going to happen. I like to say I'm a pan-tribulationist, because it's all going to pan out. Vince, what are your thoughts?
Well, if you, isn't that just totally screw up our view on things? I mean, if there is a rapture, then the Jewish people are God's chosen people. But then if there is no rapture, then there again, then it's the seed of righteousness that is God's chosen people. I mean, it's just as clear as that.
What was that? The seed of what?
If you believe in a rapture, then you might think that God, the Jews are God's chosen people, because then after the rapture, the Jews are going to come to know Christ, assumingly. But if you have no thought of a rapture, but rather just simply the coming day of Christ, well, then the only people that are going to be taken up are those that are of the seed of righteousness, that are born of the free lady, of the free woman. So that does play a big role in our talk here, I think.
All right, you have a comment on that? It's a little confusing to me, but anyway, as far as I'm concerned,
I've been a student of the Bible now for over 30 years, and basically what I see is when people begin to equivocate on Israel and what Israel is, I mean, go argue with Ezekiel 37. And, you know, no matter how we look at it, that's what happened. The Jews were regathered from the four corners of the earth. There's a book I have, which, and reestablished back in their home. And there's a book I have by a rabbi who talks about the way in the latter part of the 19th century, the latter rain began to fall after almost 2,000 years. In other words, the latter rain never fell for 2,000 years. There's a book I'm reading which talks about the Shekinah glory, which was in the Second Temple. In fact, my guest tomorrow night will be Bob Ryland, who has written a book, fascinating book, on the Second Temple, on the Red Heifer ceremony, where Jesus, where Golgotha might have been, where the temple actually might have been on the Temple Mount. And he talks about the Shekinah. The rabbis know precisely the day, the hour, that the Shekinah left the third temple or the second temple. See, the rabbis refer to the temple as the second temple, not the third temple. The temple which were in the time of Jesus that was destroyed by Titus, they refer to that as the second temple because that's just what they do. So we know that about right a year before Titus came down, AD 69, Shekinah left. The temple, literally, left the temple, and it waited on the Mount of Olives. They saw it leave. The Jews, as a people, saw it leave. The rabbis wrote about this. Josephus writes about the Shekinah leaving a temple. It departs, it ascends in the same place. Many scholars, or not many, but those who have studied it, at least believe that Jesus ascended to heaven. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. And what's interesting is that the Christians took that as a sign that they were to leave Jerusalem. And that's where we get this whole idea that right before Titus came down, the Christians had left. The Jews were destroyed, scattered amongst the nations, but the Christian church was scattered out of Jerusalem, and that really began to spread the new faith throughout the ancient world. Fascinating stuff. And, of course, all that's supernatural, absolutely supernatural to the nines. And it talks about, Dr. Stan, that the three elements of the temple, when the Shekinah left, it stopped. In other words, the candle on the menorah would light by itself, the doors of the temple would open and close by themselves, and the scarlet cloth dipped in the blood of a goat would turn white, all when the Shekinah was present in the temple. When the Shekinah left, those three supernatural occurrences completely stopped, and the rabbis knew something was up, but by then it was too late.
Well, I think, Vince, we're just going to have to wait and see. We're living in exciting times.
Yes,
and the important thing is that you know the Lord, and the rest of this we're going to have to watch. But I think believe that that God does have a special place in his plan for the Jewish people. We'll wait and see, okay?
All right.
Thanks very much. Well, Lynn, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
All right, Dr. Stan, take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. That was Lynn Marzulli, and always a pleasure to have with us. And certainly, I'm not a theologian, but I do believe in the validity of the scriptures, and I believe that we're moving into truly prophetic times. Those of you who have not seen the 10 DVD series we offer called The Final Countdown, you really want to get it. You can get part one or part two, or get them all together at a reduced cost. We do have the book that Billy Crone wrote as well, and it's really fascinating, and because it gives you all of the various prophecies and how they are coming to be fulfilled today. So you can get the 10 DVD set, The Final Countdown, and or the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is there a supernatural world? Well, we actually have a four-tape set called The Supernatural, and that we have a book written by Joanna Michelson entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. And she was Joanna was actually a medium, and she was able to witness all these supernatural events and play a part in this truly supernatural experience that she saw and that she witnessed. And then, of course, we have a book called Satanic Crimes. We've got a four-tape set that goes with that. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are satanic forces in the world today, and they involve organizations like the Bilderbergers. In fact, at one time, maybe a decade or more ago, there were 300,000 people in the little country of Belgium, over 350,000 people, all dressed in white there, demonstrating against the pedophile network associated with the Bilderbergers, among the wealthiest people in the world. And you have to find out that these people who have given themselves over to evil already, of course, will engage in all of these terrible, terrible acts. We've got a great book. It's called The Franklin Scandal. And basically it goes into the pedophile network that began in Boys Town and extended right into the White House in Washington, D.C. Now, this was some years ago, but The Franklin Scandal is a well-documented book. We recommend it to you. It's available. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. None of the major publishers in this country would publish it. Why? Because the last thing they want people to know is the degree of evil there is in Washington, D.C. Barney Frank, who's the head of the House Banking Committee, is a avowed homosexual whose partner was running a prostitution ring right out of Barney Frank's home and taking his friends on tours of the White House at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Right now, of course, we're probably going to end up with a homosexual, a lesbian, as the Supreme Court justice. Do you think God is going to put up with these things without acting against it? And certainly, Ms. Kagan there, testifying before Congress, is frankly lying. When she was the dean of Harvard Law School, she would not allow military recruiters onto the campus. And now she's saying, I didn't do anything at all. It's all untrue. She, of course, is a liar, but then what would you expect Barack Obama to be doing? Go up on the internet, look up Wayne Madsen on your search engine, Wayne Madsen, gay bathhouse, Chicago, President Obama. Look up Wayne Madsen, gay bathhouse, President Obama. Look it up and find out. You'll be rather interested to know how far this country has gone. But remember, President Obama was placed in power by the members of the Trilateral Commission. Their logo is an upside-down broken cross. Pray for America. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.